Howdy, folks, from the flyover state, as they call it, on the East and West Coast. I wanted to have you take your Bibles today and go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. You know, it's interesting that God says that he knows our need before we even do. But then he also says, hey, go ahead and pray. You know, God knows what our need is, but he still asks us to acknowledge that we need him to be a part and to have that humbleness in our life to ask him to help with the things going on in our lives. And certainly we all have stuff going on in our lives. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 1, it says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. And then the word that gives us the purpose why we have those kinds of prayers, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so in verse 1, you have four different kinds of prayer. Supplications, which is kind of a specific listing out of individual items. Prayers, that's just general, our praying, just your general everyday word for prayers. Intercessions, where we know someone else who has a specific need and we pray with and for them and intercede on their behalf. And then also giving of thanks, that part of our prayer life should include and God requests that we be thankful. And certainly as we pray and see God answer our prayers, the giving of thanks part just becomes a natural thing that, you know, just like if anyone gave you something, your natural response is, oh, thank you. But then he goes on and tells us what to pray for, what to have supplications for, intercessions, and for kings and all that are in authority. So the people that have governmental rule over us in whatever country we live in or type of government that we have, those men and women that make decisions for our, you know, geographical areas, God wants us to pray for. And it doesn't, we'll just throw in there that it doesn't matter if we agree with their politics or not. It just says to pray for them. It doesn't say if you agree with them, pray for them. And so we pray for them and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. But even before kings and all that are in authority, says, be made for all men. And, you know, it goes back and reminds me where Jesus said, love your enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you. And so God wants us to pray for mankind, for each other. Pray for all men. And also, don't forget about the government leaders. You know, if you live in a country with a king or a dictator or a president, or, you know, in your smaller local areas, in the United States, we have governors and city mayors and councilmen and women and all that are in authority. God wants us to pray. And it goes on in verse 3 to say, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So, not only is he asking us to do it, but he's reminding us, hey, this is a good thing. This is good. And then just a little interesting side note, he goes on in verse 4 and 5 to say, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And then he gives us a little tidbit of the knowledge and the truth. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the God, Jesus Christ. Wait. No, the man, Jesus Christ Jesus. So he's just throwing a nugget of the truth in there. And just to remind us, I mean, it's God's word, and he wants us to know Jesus Christ was the man. But it's acceptable and good in the sight of God that we pray and that we have specific petitions of prayer and that we pray for all men and for the government that we're under. And so I wanted to just look at a couple of other verses that link some of these same words together of different kinds of prayer. And so let's go to Acts chapter 1 in your Bible. And we're going to look at verse 14. Wait, I went to Acts chapter 14, verse 1. Here we go. And this is the disciples are continuing in the upper room waiting for the day of Pentecost. And in verse 14 it says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren." And so another record here where prayers, but then also the supplications, which is the having, you know, where sometimes you have a list of things you're specifically praying for these items. And so, you know, Jesus earlier in the chapter said, "Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." And so they were continuing while they waited with one accord in prayer and supplication. And so following the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ right before he was taken up into heaven. And let's go look at another verse that has the same kind of thing in Ephesians chapter 6. It has this same thing again. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." The contemporary English version says, "Never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit. Stay alert and keep praying for God's people." So pray. I mean, if we looked at all the places, just in the New Testament where God encouraged us to pray, we wouldn't have time to do anything else today. We'd just be doing that. And so, like I said at the beginning, it's very interesting that God says he knows what our need is. And yet he still encourages us over and over to pray. And so for us as individuals, it's that humbleness in our mind and heart to acknowledge that we need God's help, that we're not going to do it on our own. We're not going to make it on our own. We're not going to, you know, even the Lord Jesus Christ said, "By myself I can do nothing." And that word "nothing" in that verse means absolutely nothing. And he said he only did and said those things that the Father asked him. And so we also have to learn how to become dependent upon our Heavenly Father and remind ourselves each day when we wake up that, yes, Jesus Christ is Lord in my life. And as Lord, okay, what do you want me to do today? Where are we today, Lord? What's our plan of action? And where we acknowledge that we have a head of the body, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that God has placed him as the head. He's put him in charge of the body. And as members in particular in that body, our job is to do what the head directs. And so one of the things that comes up over and over in the church epistles and throughout the New Testament is pray. You know, like the contemporary English version says, never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit. Stay alert and keep praying. You know, it's pray, 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 pray. And so one of our responsibilities and things that we want to build into our daily lifestyle and habit pattern is pray. You know, even in 1 Thessalonians, might be 2nd, but it says pray without ceasing. I mean, how much is that? It's all the time. Keep praying. Go over one book, Philippians chapter 4. And we'll see these words linked together again. In verse 6 of Philippians chapter 4, it says, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, which was also in that verse in 1 Timothy. But in everything. Don't be anxious for anything, but in contrast, instead of being anxious in everything by prayer and specific petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. But wait a minute. God already knows what our need is. But again, reminding us, humble yourselves before God and make him aware that you recognize that you need his help. God knows that we need his help. He knows that we need him. But he wants us to acknowledge and to make ourselves aware that we want him on our side, like in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we want to continue to build that lifestyle and habit pattern of acknowledging him in all of our ways. And part of that is by continuing in prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and then this verse again, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And so let's go back to that verse in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and just look at it one more time before we finish up. Where he says, I exhort therefore, 1 Timothy 2:1, that first of all, you know, first of all, before you play basketball or disc golf or watch TV or listen to music or make your favorite dinner or have a soda or glass of water. First of all, he's exhorting us. First of all, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, giving of thanks be made for all men. And then all men, wouldn't that include kings and all that are in authority? Sure it would. But God goes on to remind us to pray for those folks also so that we can, the whole purpose is that we as individuals that are born again can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so that we would be able to worship God the way God's word directs us to, that we would be able to, like God's word says, gather together and fellowship with one another around the Lord Jesus Christ and the things of God, that, you know, even in the Old Testament, God required them 3 times a year to get together and be with one another. And so God wants us to pray for all men, but also for kings and all that inner authority, so that we in our individual lives can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so as we go about our day, as we go about the week, as the month, the year that we're in, that we can be mindful that in every situation, sometimes we have a need and we need to pray for that. Sometimes God has answered our prayer and we need to be thankful for that. Sometimes we get a call or God gives us information directly that Billy needs our prayer. Pray for him, and we intercede. And so building that lifestyle and habit pattern of prayer in our lives, God wants that to be a first of all priority. And so I encourage you as you go about your day and week and month and year that you continue to build that habit pattern of prayer and thanksgiving and supplications and intercession for your brothers and sisters in Christ and for all men. Even, you know, there's only two kinds of people, born again ones and potential born again. So we need to pray for both categories. So I will have a prayer and we'll go about our day and we'll remember to pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word and for how you so loved us that you sent your son and that we can have access to you by way of Jesus Christ. We can walk right into your throne room and pour our heart out and say, Abba, Father. Thank you for your love and grace and mercy, for your tender kindness. God, for those that need healing and restoration in their bodies, we pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ that they can have that. For those that have mental health issues that they're struggling with, Heavenly Father, we pray for them that their soul can be restored. For those that have had prayers answered, we're thankful with them. And God, that you are Almighty God, El Shaddai, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and you're also our daddy, our heavenly father, that we can walk in and sit on your lap and pour our heart out. And we're so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ giving us access to you and that we can at any moment pray a prayer that we know you hear and that you answer. So for the weeks and days and months ahead, we're thankful to be able to live and love and walk like the Lord Jesus Christ because you made it available to us. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.